brothers and sisters. Today is the feast of Saint Teresa of Jesus. You know who she was, born in Avila, Spain. This is not the little flower, who was a huge flower, really. But Teresa initiated the reform of the Carmelites with John of the Cross in 1562. And in having to deal with intense criticism from her sisters in religion and frequent illness, Teresa found 17 convents in her lifetime. She insisted that her sisters live simply in imitation of Christ's poverty on the cross. In her writing, she shared the abundance of her own inner life. Prayer, she said, means being on terms of friendship with God, frequently conversing in secret with Him who we know loves us. Her writings on prayer gave her the title of Doctor of the Church in the year 1970. That's within the lifetime of a lot of us that she was named the Doctor of the Church. Oh my goodness, brothers and sisters, what a saint she was. What a saint that we can imitate and follow. I'd encourage you to, if you can, in your local library or wherever it's possible, to look for a biography of Teresa of Avila. I'm sure there's something written, and I would encourage you to read it, because she was set with her heart, her eyes straight on God. And it's a decision of the will. You know, it's not, she was made that way. No, it's a decision of the will. And she did it. Let's take a look at the readings for today. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 to 10. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the holy ones who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, to be holy and without blemish before him. In love, he destined us for adoption to himself through Christ Jesus, in accord with the favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace that he granted us in the Beloved. In Christ we have redemption by his blood, the forgiveness of transgressions, in accord with the riches of his grace that he lavished upon us. In all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, in accord with his favor that he set forth in him as a plan for the fullness of times, to sum up all things in Christ, in heaven and on earth. Brothers and sisters, Jesus sees you right now. He knows you. He loves you. Open your heart to him more today. Psalm 98 says, the Lord has made known his salvation. He wants to save all of us. We just have to cooperate with the commandments, the teachings of the church. The Lord has made known his salvation. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. The Lord has made his salvation known. In the sight of the nations he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song. Sing praise. Sing praise to the Lord with the harp and melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Sing joyfully before the King, the Lord. Many years ago, when my mother was alive, she was an outstanding pianist. She was really outstanding. In many ways, she taught herself. she had an aunt that she certainly learned a great deal from. But she could play the most beautiful music. She was the organist in the church. I think I mentioned that to you. She was, when she touched a keyboard, it was just like, it was absolutely beautiful. And she was very tiny. She was about 4'10". And she was just, she was marvelous in music. And I think the Lord wants us to know, I think he wants us to know, through our music, through song, through playing the piano or playing whatever instrument you do, let us glorify the Lord. Let us take time not just to get the most popular songs of today. Many of them can be good. Some of them are really good. But what we want is what serves him. Ask him, Lord, how can I praise you through my music? I pray that the grace that my mother had falls on you. So we take a look now at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 47 to 54. The Lord said, "Woe to you who build the memorials of the prophets whom your fathers killed. Consequently, you bear witness and give consent to the deeds of your ancestors, for they killed them, and you do the building. Therefore the wisdom of God said, 'I will send to them prophets and apostles. Some of them they will kill and persecute, in order that this generation might be charged with the blood of all the prophets shed since the foundation of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who died between the altar and the temple building. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be charged with their blood. Woe to you, scholars of the law! You have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and you stopped those trying to enter. When Jesus left, the scribes and the Pharisees began to act with hostility toward him and to interrogate him about many things, for they were plotting to catch him at something he might say.'" My goodness, brothers and sisters, man is capable of such evil. And yet, when we turn our hearts even away from terrible evil, even when we turn to the Lord and say, "Lord, right now, would you help me to change my heart?" Pray to the Lord for that. Ask him, wherever you are, ask him, "Help me, Lord, to be a better believer. Help me be the one to follow what you say. I want with all my heart to know eternal life." Sometimes I feel like it's an image, just an image. No, it's not. It's real. And all of us will come before God when we die, and we will be judged. Brothers and sisters, I want to see all of you, especially those of you who listen to this program, but for everybody, I want to see all of you in heaven. I want to be in heaven. And I want to live my life better than I lived it years ago. I was not a great sinner, but I wasn't a great saint, that's for sure. But I want to follow the Lord more and more closely. I want to give him even more time for prayer. Certainly in my order, we have time for prayer, daily prayer, a lot of prayer. But I want time just personally and quietly with him, to be before him. Because the day will come when he will judge me. That's a very sobering thought. He is the God who is love, but he will decide for us in all justice and truth. I've made many mistakes I've asked for forgiveness for. But, oh, brothers and sisters, let's return his love. Let's love him with all that we have in our hearts, that he might know that there are those of us here on earth, in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of all kinds of fires and all kinds of disorder, all kinds of everything. It's very difficult right now, But let us be among the people who look to the Lord, who love him, who ask him to help us. Lord, give me the words to say the right thing. Don't just get angry, or don't just get bathed in tears. There's time for those things. But just say, Lord, give me the words to bring peace right now in my home, in my family. God will hear your prayer. You'll be surprised. Keep asking him. Just ask him for day after day. He'll know when he wants to use you in a good way. He'll know. But in the meantime, get a smile on your face. Walk a little slower and tell the Lord, help me, equip me to be your disciple here on this earth. And God will do that. He will do that. Saint Teresa of Avila wrote a prayer that I found in a little magazine that I wanted to share with you. She said, I am yours and born for you. What do you want of me? Majestic sovereign, unending wisdom, kindness pleasing to my soul, God sublime, one being, good. Behold this one so vile, singing of her love to you. What do you want of me? Yours, you made me. Yours, you saved me. Yours, you endured me. Yours, you called me. Yours, you awaited me. Yours, I did not stray. What do you want of me? Look at me, sweet love. Sweet love, look at me. What do you want of me? And brothers and sisters, I think there's a way that ought to be our prayer today, every morning. Lord, I love you. What do you want of me? Show me the way to go. I'm not saying a scroll comes down from heaven. I'm not saying that. But you'll have an inspiration or a thought. Perhaps not every time, but you'll have a thought will come to you, or an inspiration will come to you. You ask the Lord, is this what you want of me? You'll know. I want God to bless you so abundantly that you become more and more a disciple of him, not just a follower, but at least in modern terms, a disciple that you really want to follow him. He will bring you life and hope. He will bring you wisdom and courage. God is right here. He's right here beside us now. He hears what I'm saying. He hears what you're hearing. Take a look, please, would you? Take a look at yourself. Just take one day. Take a couple of hours and really look at yourself. What do you need to take to let it go? Just let it go. Where do you need to think more clearly? See if you need to make a few different decisions. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.